It's Wednesday, April 21st, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Norms and standards of cyber press forward. Which breach matters more? And the UK government looks further into the ARM acquisition. This is the Business of Tech. Reactions have come in from the foreign policy experts to last week's move by the Biden administration for punishing Russia over the SolarWinds attack. As covered in the Wall Street Journal, this is a significant change with previous foreign policy that has tolerated cyber espionage. Administration officials deemed this hack beyond the boundaries of acceptable cyber operations because of the scope and scale. In that vein, Senator Mark Warner has called for coordination between the EU and the US over common cybersecurity standards. I increasingly believe that our failure to have any kinds of joint cybersecurity policies or even joint cybersecurity norms could be something that could be potentially devastating, the senator said. The White House is closing its coordinating groups for the SolarWinds and exchange hacking campaigns, as announced on Monday. This is a signal of a return to normalcy. Also released, a NSA CISA FBI advisory that details the tradecraft and the CISA malware analysis report. The NSA CISA FBI advisory centralizes information about vulnerabilities the SVR is known to have exploited and provides recommendations regarding potential mitigation actions that entities can take. The malware analysis report provides a more granular assessment of the tools the SVR used in the SolarWinds compromise, including detailed analysis of 18 files associated with the compromise. Now, why do we care? Norms and standards about cyber are changing at a nation-state level. Yesterday, we covered the NATO war games, and here you see more. Politicians calling for coordination and changes in policy. We care because the policy is a portion of regulation, which is going to influence how we all operate in the cyber realm. Tactically, we can mark the end of the incidents from a governmental management perspective. And we have that full report for engineers to dig into to understand how the breach happened. You have your homework. While we're on the security beat, insurance company GEICO suffered a breach that lasted more than a month. The company filed with the Attorney General of California in a data breach notice. The breach exposed customers' driver's licenses. Hundreds of networks have been hacked in a breach of CodeCov, an online software testing platform. The company suffered a supply chain attack that went undetected for over 2 months. The attackers silently collected customers' credentials. Now, why do we care? CodeCov is a huge breach too, right at the supply chain. GEICO is likely the one to get the coverage, and likely with no real consequences. Will they suffer long term? I highly doubt it. I paired these two to show the difference in the way coverage happens. CodeCov should get more coverage, but GEICO will get the headline. The British government has ordered an investigation of NVIDIA's proposed acquisition of ARM. The government will ensure the national security implications are being explored prior to the deal being cleared. This after the previous investigation on competition grounds was announced. And this is also on top of the concerns raised by companies such as Qualcomm, Apple, and Samsung over how ARM licenses its designs. Now, why do we care? So you have competitive concerns, licensing concerns, and now national security concerns. Let's see if this happens. It feels a bit less likely now, at least without concessions to the UK government. ARM-based chips matter a lot right now, with the Apple M1 changing chip design. Let's see how this one plays out. PCmatic. Endpoint security built on a zero-trust philosophy, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. Lightweight, simple to deploy, easy to manage. Find out about PCmatic's unique lead-sharing programs for MSPs, backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Together, we bring advanced security solutions combined with more than sales enablement. We bring actual leads. Find out more about PCmatic by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP. Thanks for listening. I will be back again with another roundup tomorrow.